Thank you, Ms. Strickler. We have nobody that is on for people to be heard. So we're going to skip on over to the item number 5, approval of agenda. I would entertain a motion to approve the agenda.
Mr. Mayor, I move to approve the agenda.
Thank you, Mr. Springer. Do I have a second?
I'll second that. This is Charlie Hansen.
Thank you, Ms. Hansen. So as the maker of the motion, Mr. Springer, you have first discussion.
I got no suggested changes.
Thank you.
I got no suggested changes to the agenda.
Thank you. Ms. Hansen, and any other council members?
Nope, I'm good, thanks.
Thank you. So we're on to, so we have an agenda. So we're down to new business, item 6.1, attention, introduction, and public hearing of emergency ordinance 20-09. Ordinance 20-09, an emergency ordinance by the Bethel City Council, finding the existence of a public health emergency related to the COVID-19 outbreak, incorporating by reference the declaration of local disaster emergency issued by the acting city manager and mayor on March 24 of 2020, seeking state and federal funding assistance and issuing certain health mandates, advisory, and requests consistent with state and federal law.
Yeah, Mr. Mayor, I move to introduce ordinance number 20-09.
Thank you, Mr. Springer. Do I have a second?
Second.
Second by?
Leary.
Thank you, Ms. Leary. It's hard to decide or figure out who's talking over the phone, so I apologize for that.
Sorry. I'll say my name.
Thank you. So we have a first and a second to adopt the ordinance 20-09.
Mr. Mayor.
Thank you, Mr. Springer. Discussion?
Yeah, Mr. Mayor, first of all, we're introducing this and we're having the public hearing today. Does that mean that we're also going to be, for the clerk, we're also going to be having basically a second reading and passing it today? Is that correct?
No, this will be the only meeting that this ordinance will be considered. It is an emergency ordinance, and in accordance with Alaska statute, it does not need another hearing.
So we are
okay. So when I move to introduce, will we have another motion to adopt?
No, the motion should be simply to adopt. I'm sorry.
Okay.
Then I apologize. I'll withdraw my original motion if the seconder agrees.
Yes, Mr. Springer, that is acceptable.
Okay, and I move, Mr. Mayor, I move to adopt ordinance 20-09.
Okay. There's a motion on the floor to adopt ordinance 20-09. Ms. Leary, would you like to second the motion?
Yes, sir. Thank you.
Thank you, Ms. Leary. Discussion?
Mr. Mayor?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, again, this is prudent action by the council. It will basically enable the declaration that yourself and the manager signed yesterday. This will, I think, process-wise, this will be, and the declaration will be communicated to the state of Alaska, to the EOC, so we will be on record as having declared an emergency and having this emergency ordinance, and which will make us eligible for funding and assistance from the state and from FEMA, but as well. And I'll certainly let the manager, if he cares to review this in some detail for the community, that this also does empower the city to enforce some of the state mandates, and I believe gives us the opportunity to strongly recommend people against unnecessarily traveling into Bethel. And so I think if the manager or yourself or the city attorney would like to pick up on this, I'll be happy to turn it over to them.
Thank you, Mr. Springer. Mr. Howell?
Thank you, Mr. Mayor, Mr. Springer, other council members. I am in support of this ordinance. This ordinance, in a manner, ratifies and accepts by reference the disaster declaration that we signed yesterday. It opens the door for the city of Bethel to receive reimbursement for expenses that expenses and loss of revenue, which we otherwise would not have suffered, but are now suffering due to this COVID-19 outbreak. It also allows us to strongly recommend and strongly encourage the public to follow those quarantine guidelines that were just recently published by the governor's office. Is mandate 10.1 of the governor's office, and which I've also been advised by our police department that we do have the ability to enforce these travel restrictions, travel guidelines, and the quarantine. Also encouraging people to stay home as much as possible, and this also leads into some of the measures that we're implementing in the city to protect our employees and the citizens, and I'm in support of it and feel we should adopt it without undue waiting. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Howell. Any further discussion on Ordinance 20-09?
Hi, this is Cece.
I'm sorry.
Go ahead, Michelle. Go ahead.
Mayor Barr, this is Michelle. I would like to hear from our city attorney on this as well, in particular, so that people in the public can get some additional background information on this ordinance.
Great recommendation, Ms. DeWitt. Ms. Bacalar?
Yes, Mr. Mayor, thank you. Good afternoon, Mayor, members of the council, and those folks listening in the public. My name is Libby Bacalar. I'm the new city attorney. I started work on March 16th, so needless to say, it's been quite a whirlwind, and I've been working mainly on COVID issues since I started. Although I'm new to Bethel City employment, I've worked in government for almost my whole 15-year career as a lawyer. I also lived in Bethel briefly about 17 years ago when I worked for Alaska Legal Services. Before I say more, I just want to clarify what my role is. I'm the lawyer for the city council and city officials. I'm not the lawyer for individual citizens. I'm not allowed to give legal advice to individual citizens, as that's not my role. But the council, I think, wants me to explain a little bit about the declaration of local disaster emergency and the emergency ordinance that are before the council right now, and I'm going to try to do that in plain English as best I can. So just for background, Bethel is what's known as a general law municipality, classified as a second-class city. That means the city can exercise all powers not otherwise prohibited by law. Bethel doesn't have health powers in its code, and there are a lot of things the state can do that a city might not be able to do, especially in a statewide disaster like this. Exercising health powers we don't have, like mandatory quarantine with fines and imprisonment or shutting down airports, is a problem because of constitutional concerns like the right to liberty and the right to travel, and not to mention state statutes that might prohibit us from mandating those things. But that does not mean the council and the city can't do anything and everything in its power to protect the health and safety of this community, and that's what this declaration and emergency ordinance aim to do, because after all, the Constitution also guarantees the right to life. And for example, Bethel has the police power to suppress unlawful assemblies, basically disorderly conduct, and the power to promote the public health safety and welfare on all city land, and as you just heard, to enforce the mandates from the state. We also have a city manager form of government, which means the city manager is the chief administrator, unlike some other municipalities where the mayor's in charge. Here the mayor is the ceremonial head of government, but both Mayor Barr and acting city manager Howell have signed the Declaration of Local Disaster Emergency under the powers granted to them by the Alaska Disaster Act, which lets the principal executive officer of a political subdivision declare a local disaster emergency. The declaration lets the city access the maximum amount of federal and state funding available to cope with the economic fallout of this outbreak, and it gives the city manager maximum flexibility to take charge of things by making all of the resources of the city fully available to deal with the outbreak and take whatever actions he can, including working with the state and the feds and, of course, YKHC to protect the public and get supplies and other essentials quickly and efficiently. The companion emergency ordinance before the council reiterates the state mandates that have been issued so far, and I know that's the biggest concern for the public. The ordinance adopts the local disaster declaration and advises and requests everyone in Bethel to heed all state mandates and advisories, to practice strict social distancing, self-quarantine, limit travel as much as possible, and hunker down as much as possible. Specifically, those mandates and advisories, just to reiterate, are to stop all non-essential travel into Bethel, and if travel is absolutely necessary, to self-quarantine for 14 days on arrival, to stay home as much as possible and stay away from each other as much as possible, to stop all business operations except critical food and medical business and some other critical infrastructure as defined by the state, to not gather in groups more than 10, and if such gatherings do occur, everyone stays 6 feet apart, to practice strict hygiene in the form of diligent hand washing and surface cleaning. Things are changing hourly with this virus. I've been listening carefully to all of the daily press briefings from the governor's office. Yesterday, the state's chief medical officer, Dr. Ann Zink, gave a very somber press conference where she announced 6 new cases of COVID and the first death of an Alaska resident. She said each of us is like an ember that can start a forest fire if we don't simply stay away from each other. She pleaded for us to do that, and she said, I cannot emphasize enough how important it is to stay away from each other. I know that's hard and painful for many in communities big and small, but I would echo Dr. Zink here. We simply must keep this virus from spreading in rural Alaska and out of communities off the road system, and we each must do our part to accomplish that. I'm here in Juneau. We're also off the road system. As of yesterday, we have 2 cases here, including 1 person in the hospital. Our economy is tourism and cruise dependent, and all of our businesses are just suffering. And I can tell you everyone is taking things very seriously. Everything is closed and the streets are deserted. And we just heard from YKHC that there are no confirmed cases in Bethel yet, which is great news. I would encourage each of you to read the Declaration of Local Disaster Emergency and the Emergency Ordinance the council is considering today, as well as all of the state-issued health mandates and advisories that the State Department of Health has published on its website. Also, I want folks to understand, too, that even if Bethel had the full legal authority and power to ground every single airplane in the state and quarantine everyone it wanted to for as long as it wanted to, no government anywhere in the world has the manpower to enforce these directives for every single citizen. At a certain point with this, as with many things in society, we are simply on an honor system to look out for our communities and for each other. It's simply up to each one of us to voluntarily do what the experts are telling us we have to do in order to flatten the curve of this virus and save countless lives. For my part, I'm going to continue to work with the council and city officials closely and do everything in my power on the legal side to help the community manage this evolving crisis. Thank you.
Thank you, Ms. Bacalar. Ms. DeWitt, do you have anything else?
Nothing further. That's all I have. Thank you, Mayor Barr.
Thank you, Ms. DeWitt. Any other council members wishing to make a comment? Hearing none, we have a motion to adopt Ordinance 20-19, the emergency ordinance. And if you are in favor of this ordinance, please indicate by saying, or I'm sorry, let's do a roll call.
Councilmember Franco.
Yeah.
Councilmember Hansen. I'm sorry, Vice Mayor Hansen.
Yeah.
Thank you. Councilmember Leary.
Yeah.
Councilmember DeWitt.
Yes.
Councilmember Springer?
Yes.
Mayor Barr?
Absolutely. Great. The adoption of Ordinance 20-09 passes unanimously. The I guess one of the things that I would like to state out there before we adjourn is you can find this declaration, or I'm sorry, this ordinance and the declaration on our website and also on our Facebook page. And it's been shared to the link for it's going on in Bethel. So you can find that there. Thank you.
Okay, Mr. Mayor, I move to adjourn.
There's a motion to adjourn. Do I have a second?
I'll second that. This is Hanson.
Thank you, Vice Mayor Hanson. We are adjourned at 2:22 p.m. Thank you, everybody.
Thanks.